This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Today we're going to hear a testimony about an incredible miracle that happened, about 17 years ago this past week. We just back up. In 1994, Gene and I went to Fort Worth, Texas to lead what we thought was a two-week revival, prayer revival. And at the end of the two-week period, Pastor Bob and Joy Nichols came to Gene and I and said, we don't believe that God is finished here at this time. So we continued on. And for 24 weeks, we had church 5 days a week, day and night. People coming, hundreds of people coming, sometimes hundreds of people in the morning time at 5:42. We saw the greatest outpouring of the Holy Spirit during those 24 weeks that we'd ever experienced in our lives. About the close of that time, in 1994, I began to share with Pastor Bob Nichols a vision that God had given me, a word from God. And the Lord gave me this scripture from Ezekiel: make a chain, for the land is full of bloody crimes and the city is full of violence. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me to make a chain. But not being the pastor or leader of a church, I didn't know how I could do that. But we must understand that when we receive a prophetic word from God, a word from God, it will be just a word. It will not be a chapter or a book. And so you have to take that word, write it down, and begin to speak that word, receive it, and allow the Holy Spirit to enlarge it. And so I knew that there was to be a 24-hour prayer chain, and I shared it with Pastor Bob Nichols one night in Fort Worth, and he said to me, "We can do that here, Dale." I said, "Well, okay, let's get started then." And he said, You train the workers, and you lead out." And I said, "Well, can we start 8 hours a day?" He said, "No, let's start out 24 hours a day." So what you have to do is be around faith people, people that believe that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. And so I spent time training the prayer leaders. We enlisted maybe 200 or 300 people who would take a 2-hour prayer shift. And we decided that we would meet upstairs above the auditorium, about 30, 40 feet above the auditorium. There was a little room up there behind the platform. And you would take the stairs and you would go up, and it was a little room there, maybe about 12 by 12, 12 by 14. And it was adjacent to another little room where people could take the prayer request. And so we started going up there. One day as we were going up there, the leadership of the church, one day as we were going up there to pray, one of the people that was praying, one of the leaders said, this is a power tower. So we named the prayer tower the Power Tower, because there was already a prayer tower at Oral Roberts University. So we named it the Power Tower. And on the first or second week of May of 1995, we started the Power Tower, and people started praying. And for 5 years, almost 5 years, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 24/7, there was at least two people going up there to pray, sometimes more, receiving prayer requests by phone, by fax, and by email. And then miracles began to happen, and we began to have testimonies of incredible things taking place. And then one day in March of 2000, something happened. A tornado came through downtown Fort Worth and struck the church, Calvary Cathedral International, a beautiful 2,000-seat edifice. And Pastor Bob and Joy Nichols was in there. There were some other people in there that had a Christian school. There were some people there. There was some choir, I believe a choir practice going on. And there was two ladies up in the prayer tower when the tornado struck. And one of the ladies we're going to get on the phone today, her name is Sue Duncan. And we're going to ask Sue to tell us the story here. A firsthand report. I've never gotten this report in the 17 years. So we're going to get Sue on the phone and have her to give us the account of what happened. Is this Sue Duncan?
It is.
This is Dale Gentry. You're on the radio, and I have welcome to BPN Radio. I've just told the story about how the power tower started, and I have never gotten your account after 17 years of what happened that day. The tornado came in Fort Worth, Texas, and you and another lady, I'm not sure what her first name is.
Margie.
Y'all were up in the power tower. Give us your account to our listening audience, because we're calling America to Pray today for miracles, and we know that you and Margie experienced a miracle, because the news networks, after the tornado was over, they ascended on Fort Worth, and they began to interview you guys, but I've never interviewed you. So here we are today, 17 years this past week. So tell me how the day started, how you and Margie made your way up to the power tower. Kind of give us an account of what happened that day, Sue.
Well, it really was a miracle. It was weather. We knew we had bad weather in the area, but, you know, we get so many weather warnings around here that you almost tune it out sometimes. I got to the church, and, you know, normally that was a Tuesday night, 6 to 8, prayer shift, and normally I would have been tired from work, but curiously enough, my spirit was revved up and ready to go, and I got there. We were just got settled in, had only been there a few minutes when we started getting calls from the security people downstairs. They had spotted a tornado across the river at the Montgomery Ward building. And they said it was headed toward the church. And, you know, we really believed if we kept praying that the tornado would lift or veer off or somehow miss us. Of course, it didn't. We just, we kept praying. I was in the phone room taking calls. The security people kept calling and saying the tornado is headed toward the church, and we just kept praying. I was actually on the phone with a caller when the tornado slammed into the church. We heard the wind, and then I felt the tower move. And I heard very clearly Holy Spirit say, "You're safe in my arms." And we just almost immediately lost power. So we just, by that time, Margie was in the room with me, and we just hit the floor and just cried out to the Lord to save us. We were helpless. We started praying in English, and that quickly turned into praying in the Spirit and just crying out to Jesus. And I could feel the floor underneath me vibrating, and it sounded like the whole upper part of the tower was coming down on us. And my guess is it lasted somewhere about a minute, maybe a little more, a minute and a half. And finally, all the noise stopped, but nothing in the phone room ever moved. We stood up. There was a prayer room, a larger room, and then the small phone room had a door and a plate glass window. Separated it. So we stood up and opened the door, and the east wall of the room, the outer wall, had fallen away, and I could see downtown Fort Worth. The ceiling in the prayer room was a dropped ceiling type thing, and it had fallen in. But the podium was there. There were still prayer requests in the tray. It looked like the only thing that had left left the room was maybe some stacking chairs that had been over in the corner by the wall. And I said, I think we need to get out of here. I couldn't find my purse. It was covered with the stuff that had fallen from the ceiling. And I really didn't want to leave without it, but wasn't much choice. So we opened the door. We didn't know when we opened the door if the interior staircase was still there. We didn't know what was there. We opened it, and thank God the staircase was there. We made our way down to the lower level. My legs were shaking so hard I could barely get down the stairs. But we made it down to the east foyer. The big glass doors there were shattered. There was just glass everywhere. We walked through the walkway behind the sanctuary to where the other people had started to gather. We had about 100 people in the building that night. We had two people who were injured, only two. Don Lowe ended up with 30 stitches in his head, and another woman with some more minor injuries, and they were both treated locally and released. It was a miracle. We had so many miracle testimonies from that night that never went public.
Wow. And, of course, I'm sure when you looked into the auditorium, you saw how that the auditorium was destroyed and much of the building destroyed. And that was a very a mammoth building that had been built very strongly. Well, I want to just back up a moment. On that day, 17 years ago last week, March, I believe it was March the 30th or 31st?
28th.
March the 28th. And you knew there were tornado watch or tornado warnings that were out when you went to pray?
Yes, I did. I had heard, I just kind of listened to the weather report with one ear and then just went on.
Mm-hmm.
I knew when I got to the church in part that the clouds looked really bad. They looked really dark and green and low. And I was thinking more about hail. Not so much tornado.
Well, and but you were a faithful prayer, and people, they were not willing to break the chain when it was going for 24 hours a day, and people went through hail and storms and snow and wind and rain.
Yeah.
But only the two of you actually went through a tornado in the power tower. So when you got up there and they called and said there is a tornado approaching the church, most people would have ran down the stairs and took cover, but you guys stayed with it.
Well, you know, I thought once about leaving, but I thought, well, where would I go? And I felt like I was probably about as safe there as I would be anywhere. you know, I guess ignorance can be bliss at times. But in a case like that, things are happening quickly.
So quickly. But Sue, you got to realize that the power tower was just a little room, actually two rooms, as you said, a small telephone room and a prayer room that was up there above, maybe 30, 40 feet above the auditorium level.
Yes.
And it was just a little room up there by itself. And so in the natural, there's no way. In the realm of the natural, there is no way that you guys, the two of y'all, could survive being up there. The tower wouldn't have came down. But I remember, I was in Arkansas when Pastor Bob Nichols contacted me, ministering there, and so I came back and I stood across the street with some of the leaders of the church, including Pastor Nichols. And there was a reporter from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram that came, and he asked if he could interview me. He said, I understand that you were a part of the beginning of the prayer ministry here. And I said, yes. And he said, well, when you look across the street, what do you see? I said, well, I'll tell you what I see. And suddenly the Holy Ghost just came on me and gave me, you know, a response. And I said, when I look across the street, I see the things that were important are still there. The cross is still up there. The altar of prayer is still there. And there was a picture that I put up there of a praying man, and it was still there. And I said, the two ladies that were praying, they're still there. And so he said, that's good enough for me. And he printed that story in the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. So it was an incredible miracle, Sue, because everything that that mattered was still there. The cross and the altar, picture of the praying man, and the two ladies that went up there to pray and to keep their prayer watch. And there's something about when you work with God and go with God, he keeps his hand of protection upon you. And you guys experienced a miracle that day when you should have been blown away into downtown Fort Worth, but God sustained you and protected you.
It was absolutely a miracle. It's really all about him and his, you know, his faithfulness and his goodness to protect and keep us, all of us.
Yeah.
All of us who were there that night.
Mm-hmm.
We could have been having mass, mass funerals.
I know, because it was a very destructive tornado, and I know that people lost their lives, buildings were damaged, cars were strewn everywhere. It was a massive tornado on that 28th day of March 2000, and 100 people in the auditorium, including Pastor Bob and Joy Nichols, was in there, and only two slight injuries. I mean, it was a massive miracle. So it was a miracle all the way around, but I have to say the greatest miracle had to be two ladies that simply went up to keep their prayer watch, their two-hour prayer watch. And I've never heard the story that you were taking a phone call praying for someone while the tornado was happening. I understand it lasted for about, somebody told me, 46 seconds. And then reporters started coming. I know CNN came, Fox News came, and the local television stations. And I'm sure that you were being interviewed as to what happened. And I think your whole life changed after that.
Well, I wasn't really interviewed that much at all. I was not used to being in the spotlight, and if you're not used to that, it can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
And except for just a little bit of local, maybe a couple of local reporters, I was never interviewed by any of the major networks. The story, my testimony never really went out except maybe couple of local newspapers that I was aware of.
Well, I want to say, Sue Duncan, that your testimony is on a worldwide network today, and it's going to be replayed throughout the day. So you are on a prayer network that we're broadcasting across America and around the world. You have an amazing story, and it's taken me actually 17 years to interview you. But here I am, and I believe it's the appropriate time because you guys experienced a miracle. And and then you had to – then the power tower kept going. Yeah, you were going to say something.
I wanted to I just wanted to mention that after we got over to where the other people were gathering, we all kind of got our wits about us a little better. We took Pastor Bob outside and walked him around to the outside of the tower, and that was the first that he knew that the wall was gone off the tower. And I wish you could have seen his face.
Wow.
And all he could say was, "That's a miracle. Mm-hmm. That's a miracle."
Mm-hmm.
We actually had reports that the church was hit by two tornadoes. The big one that came across the river, one spun out of that, hit the building across the street, and then the one that had come across the river hit us, and then the one that had hit the other building came across the street and hit us.
Mm-hmm.
So if that church had not been built the way it was, like a fortress,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what would have happened.
Right. Well, I know that it changed the life of the church, and the congregation had to move out of the building into some other buildings, mm-hmm. and finally ended up in a tent. And then, of course, God gave them a new location. But you know, we have got to share miracles that happen in our life, because so many, many people, they don't believe in miracles anymore. But if someone says, I don't believe in miracles, then we need to show them the pictures of what happened that day that the tornado or tornadoes came to downtown Fort Worth, where Calvary Cathedral was at, and where the two ladies were praying in the power tower. And, well, we need to get your story out, Sue, of what God did, because it's America. He's a miracle working God. And it's a wonderful miracle that the church, you know, the people prayed 18 years around the clock. That did not stop the people praying. I know that y'all moved to another location and it was interrupted for just a few hours, but then you continued on praying. And that's what we're all about at BPN Radio. We are about prayer. And so I know that God continues to sustain you 17 years later. He's still God. And
my ministry was birthed after that time. I was ordained under Charles and Francis Hunter 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I hold a weekly prayer meeting here in Fort Worth. I minister wherever the door opens. Give my tornado testimony wherever I can.
Okay.
But, you know, Dale, I wasn't even a prayer leader. I was just a little prayer person. You know, I just showed up to pray, and uh-huh. the Lord saved my life. That's mm-hmm. what it amounted to.
You showed up to pray, and God saved your life. That's a great book you could write right there, just a book of what happened that day, given the details and what God did. And how can people contact you?
How can people contact me?
Yeah, do you have a contact?
Yes, they can contact me through Facebook, and I believe that email is Sue Duncan@Facebook.com.
Okay, Sue Duncan@Facebook.com. Sue, I'm so thankful that you're on today, and I got reports about, and I believe there's some pictures on your Facebook page of the tornado after it happened, the way the building looked. And when I saw that, I thought, I've got to have Sue on BPN Radio and to share her testimony of what God did. She showed up to pray, and God saved her life. And I'm very, very thankful, the miracle-working God. I believe there's people out there, Sue, that are listening today here on BPN Radio Live from 10 to 11 o'clock, or maybe people that are listening throughout the day and night on BPN Radio as this program is replayed, that might need a miracle. And I know that that you experienced a miracle. And it can be a miracle of healing. It could be a miracle of deliverance. It could be a miracle of protection, whatever it may be. But can you just take a few moments to pray? I'll play some prayer music, and you can just pray for people that need a miracle out there.
Sure.
Okay, go for it.
Well, Father God, I just praise you for the testimony that you gave me. I praise you for your saving hand to deliver and protect. And, Lord, for anybody and everybody who's listening who needs a miracle, Lord, I've needed many miracles in my life, and I thank you, Father God, that you are faithful and that you show yourself strong on their behalf, Lord. I praise you that you rebuke every devourer and that you bring forth, Father God, your ministering angels from the north, the south, the east, and the west to bring forth, Lord, exactly what is needed in their lives. And I praise you that whatever the need is and whatever the circumstance is, Lord God, that you are well able, and that, Lord, you just pour out your mercy and grace, and that you make a way, Lord. You create the way where there is no way. And I thank you, Father God, for just miracles of provision, miracles of protection. I thank you, Lord, for your peace that guards their hearts and their minds. Thank you for creative miracles in their bodies, their health, their finances, their families. I thank you, Lord, for miracles, Lord, of better jobs, miracles of promotion. And I thank you, Lord, that your hand covers and protects and defends them wherever they are, God, whatever's going on in their lives. We give you all the glory and all the praise. And, Lord, I just thank you that that you are glorified in all of our lives, and that you bring forth more and more miracle testimonies, Lord Jesus, of just your faithfulness and your goodness and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Thank you very much, Sue, for being on today. Wow, what a wonderful testimony and what a blessing you are. And I'm very grateful today. Just keep telling the story of what God has done, because he's a miracle-working God. And thank you for sharing that miracle. Keep sharing it, because I know people need to hear it, because so many people are really skeptical about miracles. So, yeah, keep sharing that if you will. And yeah. God bless you for being on today, Sue.
Thank you so much, Dale.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What if the armies of the Lord picked up and dusted off their swords, vowed to set the captive free, and not let Satan have one more? What if the church, for heaven's sake, finally stepped up to the plate, took a stand upon God's promise, and stormed hell's rusty gates? What if his people prayed? If we prayed for those raised up to lead the way, then maybe kids in school could pray and unborn children see light of day. What if the light that we pursue came from a hunger for the truth? What if the family turned to Jesus, stopped asking Oprah what to do? What if his people prayed? And those who bear his name would only seek his face, yeah, and turn from their own ways. He said that they would hear. His promise has been made. He's loud and clear, yeah. If only tell Jesus all. Oh.
trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone.
In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot. Tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone.
I must tell Jesus.
The name of Jesus. Wow. Good to have you listening on BPN Radio today. Bill Gentry here, your 24-hour internet prayer station. What was a great testimony by Sue Duncan. You can go to her Facebook page and look at those pictures, if you will. One, go to one. That's the number one. Sue Duncan, S-U-E-D-U-N-C-A-N. One, Sue Duncan. It's on her Facebook page. More thankful for miracles. He's a miracle-working God. And if you need a miracle today, I just set myself in agreement with you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Thank you. The word tells us to enter into thy closet and shut thy door. Now, closet in the original Greek means bedchamber. These are the times when we enter into that intimacy, our recreated spirit with the Holy Spirit of God, and have that relationship. And then life comes forth. And thank God for the chamber experience in the chamber.
Father, I worship you out of my spirit, blessing and thanking you in our own way. Your heart I covet, Lord, your will and purpose, so into submission I surrender this day. Into the chamber be free, Holy Spirit. Speak through me gently as I close the door. Heavenly lover, let thy prayer Shekinah unending is all I long for. Now on my pathway the wine press falls heavy, but bringing forth only the best of the wine. So I press toward the mark for the prize of high calling, to be a part of that beautiful lady and bride. Into the chamber be free, Holy Spirit. Speak through me gently as I close the door. Heavenly lover, let thy presence cover. Shekinah unending is all I long for.
I was lost when you found me here. You pulled me close and held me near. And I'm a fool, but still you love. I'll be a fool for the King of Love. You gave me wings so I could fly, and gave me a song to color the sky. And all I have is all from you, and all I want is all of you. It's grace, grace. I'm nothing without you. Grace, your grace shines on me. And there've been days when I've walked away, too much to carry, nothing left to say. Forgive me, Lord, when I'm weak and lost. You traded heaven for a wooden cross. And all these years you've carried me, You've been my eyes when I couldn't see. And beauty grows in the driving rain. You're oil of gladness in the times of pain. Your grace, grace, I'm nothing without you. Grace, your grace shines on me. Grace, oh grace, I'm everything with you. Grace, your grace shines on me.
I'll be a fool for the King of Love.